Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's in the band. Coming out live.
Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. You heard it. It's Butter Baby. This is one of your hosts,
Ray Queen, a.k.a. Ray the Queen First Lady, a.k.a. your Ray, R-A-E, of Sunshine. And I'm calling on my sister Divas, who are both in the house with me.
Hello,
well, y'all are ladies. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We don't want you to think you were in the building.
Yes.
What's going on? Now I can't hear you talking.
I'm doing okay. Just running around, getting ready for tomorrow. But I'm here. How you guys doing?
Good. You sound a little low.
How about now, okay?
Hey. Yeah, that's better.
A little better. Yes. Happy hump day, Wednesday, Diva.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy, y'all. Welcome. Thanks for joining the Diva tonight. Y'all know.
How's it going lady? You know,
it's June. It's June, but it's not yet cancer season, so.
Not yet.
You know. Not yet cancer season. And y'all know I'm very passionate about that. Yeah, I know I'm back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so but happy birthday to whoever is celebrating a birthday out there. It's still the two-faced Gemini season.
You didn't just say two-faced Gemini season.
Yeah, that's what they are. The two-faced, right?
Yeah. Yes. You're right. Wow. So what's going on? How has your week been so far, Divas?
Well, we made it to the hump day, you know.
Hot hump day.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm good.
I read 88 degrees today. As long as I'm in AC, though, I am good to go.
I know that's right.
I don't know. Maybe I've been making up a runway for you, but I'm just saying.
Oh, look, have you been in the AC, or are you just burning it up out there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
You know, Sister Divas, I was talking about this with my baby sister. Back in our days growing up, we did not have an AC. We did not have window fans. We didn't have window fans. We just had stand-up fans and, like, a big floor fan. We didn't have air conditioner. We would just be hot and sweating all summer.
Now, we had the floor fans that jumped all over the way across the room.
That was just a way of life back then for us, though. Once we started growing up and my parents, you know, started asking questions to my parents, they were like, oh, we got to move. These kids, they seeing other things. They're venturing out. We got to get AC and cable. And I'm so grateful that, listen, I don't know what I would do without my AC. I kid you, ladies, not.
It's a little hot. You just need to be, you know. And then look, this is a public service announcement, folks.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to change up your deodorant, change it up. Because the normal deodorant that you wear all winter, it starts cooking in the summer. So you have to, you know,
pump up the volume.
You know, step it up just a little bit. Because, listen, I smell my own cooking. I don't be funky, but you can smell your deodorant cooking when it's hot. And especially if you have a physical job. So,
yes, that's a fact.
I think I'm kind of mad you said your deodorant.
Pump up the volume.
I understand. Can you imagine?
You can smell it cooking, you know. I'm just saying.
That's a fact, though. That's a fact. You're like, dang, is that somebody's armpits next to me or is that mine? Wait a minute.
I say it respectfully though. I ain't here to just that was a sharing moment.
There's some funky ones out there that
Well, you know, some people don't use deodorant though.
Some people can't.
Right. It's against their religion.
But listen,
deodorant.
Yeah.
I shared on my Facebook page today for those that are listening that are my Facebook friends. A natural deodorant. It's a natural mix where you use like baking soda and coconut oil or whatever oil, whatever works for you. But it's a remedy mm-hmm. that it's all natural, and you know, you could try that.
And
I'm
some
just,
people,
I'm just offering alternatives.
Absolutely. Some people just water and keep it moving. That's just what it is.
You know. Yeah, now. No. You know how that is.
You
but,
are now about to
awful.
Witness the strength of street knowledge.
Ah, yeah.
Oh no.
So what we got going on this week, lady? What's ladies? What's divas? Sisters? My sisters?
But real,
my girls?
Real quick, though. We just want mm-hmm. to offer our condolences to Storm and her family for the loss of her uncle. You know,
absolutely.
Condolences to Storm and her family, you know.
Absolutely.
And God
thank
be with
you.
Y'all.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Pray for
amen.
Pray for us tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pray for us
yeah.
tomorrow.
Yeah,
yeah we, you know.
Lord, you know, pray for us tomorrow. Ooh, I mean, yeah. when you get up, make sure you mention my name, too.
Yeah. Oh. Amen. Praying.
Oh, I know that's right, girl. We got you covered.
Amen. Amen.
Uh-huh. So, moving forward, being that we talking about the heat in the summer and all kinds of stuff, and what we're going to speak tonight. Well, before we go further, for our internet users, the number is 563-999-3577. Is that the right number? Right? You have to dial in
yes, that's right. That's the right number. Yes,
and
yes,
press
yes,
the
yes.
one to go on live. So tonight we're speaking about us representing ourselves properly. For those that pay attention to the news or read the, on social media or read the blogs or do whatever, there's been this big controversy with Monique, the actress. The comedian that she put a post up saying that she was in the airport and she said she couldn't count on her hands how many of our women that she's seen in there with pajama pants on, slippers and bonnets.
Ooh,
and
okay.
they went at her head for that. So,
wow.
You know, her saying how she said it from a love place or whatever, which
mm-hmm.
I agree with her. I agree
mm-hmm.
because I see the same thing in the grocery store yesterday, and it almost made me frustrated. Like, should I tap on her shoulder like this? Like, you're going outside. Did you not know
yeah.
you're going outside? Bedroom attire has no place in the grocery store. I'm just saying.
It's one thing. One thing when you're just taking your garbage out to the street, you know, you want to get your mail from your mailbox, you're home. But, you know, when you step out the house, as women, you know, as women, we need to represent ourselves. Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. You never know what's going to happen
you
when you step
know.
Out there. You never
you
know who you're going to run into. You never know, you know? No. I try to stay ready. And y'all know me, I wear, this is Ray Queen speaking, I wear layers. So if I have to come out of one layer, strip down out of the one layer, at least I have another two or three layers underneath of clothing. Y'all know me. And so I try to, you know, step out and look decent every single time I step out. Even if I just have my scrubs on, because most of my work, you know, I'm wearing scrubs. Even if I have scrubs on, I try to make sure that my hair is decent. I'm not wearing my, you know, my bonnet. I'm not wearing, you know, I try to stay ready. I try to stay presentable. I think it's important for us as women to look good at all times. Represent. Don't make us look bad. Don't make me look bad. And if you do, I'm okay. Let's just say we're all out together, Divas, Sister Divas. And one of us, let's just say, has a red stain on the back of our pants or one of our nips, we got a nip, you know, hanging out or whatever. Are we going to tell each other? Are we going to, you know, reveal to each other your track is showing? You know, are we going to just allow each other? I know I don't want to be walking around with anyone looking like who shot you. You know what I'm saying? And if I love you and I care for you that much and you love me and you care for me that much, us as sisters, we're gonna point each other out. We're going to just pick up. Come here, let me fix this for you. You know what? Listen, we got to look good. you gotta look decent. I mean, stepping out with pajama pants and bedroom slippers and, you know, so what you're saying to me, when you step out with those clothes, you stepping out, especially now with the COVID going on, you're stepping out with the same thing that you're stepping back and laying back in your bed with.
Right.
That doesn't make sense to me. That is...
Yeah, it makes no sense. Where's the discretion? Because you're not going to tell me that you got out of bed to put on pajamas to go to the store. It would have took you the same amount of time to put on a pair of sweatpants or a pair of jeans or something to go to the store. You're not gonna, that means you got out of bed with the same clothes you had on in the bed and went to the grocery store. No, that's just it is. It's poor representation. And for people to say, I don't care what people think about me, that's not even a fact. Like, as hard as it may sound and as much as we may not want to, people do judge you. Understand what I'm saying? Like, but God forbid if something was to happen or whatever, like, oh, man, don't wear clothes. Like, for them to say my man likes it, your man is cheesy for allowing you to go out the house looking like that. I'm sorry.
Now, there's a difference between, you know, when you stylishly wrap your scarf, you know, because there are a lot of us sisters. I myself, I love to wear a headgear. I love hats. I love wearing my scarves a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like turbans and stuff. But there's just a certain way. I'm sorry.
It is.
And I feel
it
all the time.
Different way.
And
like we were just saying also with the young men and how they around here with their pants and stuff sagging. So I don't want them to think they're exempt from this conversation because they're not. You know, you have all the older gentlemen that carry themselves very well. You understand what I'm saying? And this is why probably you see a lot of younger chicks with older men now because they, number one, have daddy issues. Number two, the older men are carrying themselves a lot more, you know, a lot better. So, you know, there's just certain things are supposed to be private and discreet. That's the discretion. So it's not the fact of you don't care what people are saying about you. Some things are supposed to be left to the imagination. All of that stuff is going out the window now. You understand what I'm saying? No holds barred. And y'all know y'all heard me say this plenty of times. It's no holds barred. People, you don't care about yourself, so I guess you figure you don't care about nobody else. It goes, that showed when you walked out the door that you really don't care about yourself that much.
How about going, what do you really think about going out in public really revealing outfits.
And a booty hanging out.
Yeah. Like to the grocery store with booty shorts. Like, and your thongs, you know, your thongs hanging out and stuff like that, you know. Eyesores, you know, things that people are going to look at. Why would you go to the grocery store in your pajamas? Why would you go to the grocery store with some booty shorts on that are cutting off your... that's just... I wouldn't.
Giving them yeast infections, right?
Yes.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Like
I was saying,
it's
a time and a place for everything.
You guilty of what?
Guilty
of what, Storm? What are you guilty of, Storm?
Well, no, I'm guilty. I sent you guys a picture this morning, so, you know, my hair struggle never goes away.
No, that's different, though.
Yeah, but look,
different.
So this morning, the reason I sent you guys the picture is because the other day I spent 45 minutes blow drying my hair, and then 10 minutes later, it poofed up into an afro, okay? So I was so frustrated. So then this morning when I got up, after sleeping with a silk headscarf that I had to go to the store and buy, so I couldn't find one. But that's no here nor there. I slept with one on. I got up this morning. It was on my pillow. So, of course, then after all that hard work of putting my hair.
Did you have on pajamas when you ran to the store?
A little bit of death. So long story short, this morning I took a picture and I had my headscarf on when I left the house and I thought of you ladies. And then by the time I got to the job, which is, you know, less than 5 minutes, I took the headscarf off, but I still thought it was funny because I was like, if I walk into this building with this headscarf on, what are these people really going to say?
But it depends on how you have it.
I was like, Miss Mobetta would be like, Miss Roberta will probably be like, now you know, I just told you about my niece.
No, okay, there's certain styles to that. There's certain styles
right.
to the scarf.
Let's get some advice.
You need to go out with your pajamas on and all that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, let's get some advice from our first caller. First caller, T, are you there?
Hey, ladies, divas. Y'all had me confused for a minute talking about the booty hanging out, the thong.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
How are you, Divas,
doing? Going out. We're doing good.
We're good.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. That's why I had to call and give y'all a shout out and talk for a minute before that my big grandson comes. Because he on his way, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you got to prepare yourself.
Honey, no, he takes care of Mama, okay? He calls me two or three times a day. You okay,
that's
Mama?
That's what's up.
Yeah, I just told you I was okay. But, yeah, I'm against that, too. Like, I just hate to see it, especially, like, older people, younger people, I don't care who it is, and that's sagging is the worst. Like,
that's
you walk around with your butt hanging, your drawers dirty, probably got skid marks. I ain't looking hard enough, but anywho, like.
Oh, my God, that's so nasty.
That's just
so
you know, and then you see the same little boy, like, two or three days, and you got on the same drawers. Come on, man.
If you're going to show that much of your undergarments, why put anything on top? Just go out there with your underwear.
Thank you.
I'm going to let another receiver in. Janine, are you there?
Yes, Janine? I am. Hello, ladies. Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hey, Janine.
Hi.
How are you, ladies?
I'm wonderful. Yeah. How are you?
We are vibing over here, girl.
Yes. And this topic is such an amazing topic, and I just want to the little part that I want to add is that we have to take note that a lot of these young people, they are going through a lot. There is something lacking. There is something missing. There is, and we have to admit that. We can't negate that fact. We can't turn from it. There is a void there. There is something missing, and they need attention, and that's how they get attention. If you notice, they constantly, everything they do, they have to take a picture and send it. You realize that?
Right. That's the fact.
Every move they make, everything they do, they're sending a picture, and they're going back in to see how many people liked it. Right? They crave attention. There is a void. There is a void.
Great.
And we need to understand that.
They're doing the same thing, you know. It's just bad, period, point blank, you know, especially for a female to be out there with her pajamas on, like Mo Better was saying, like you'd have got straight up out your bed. I don't care if you went to the post office or where. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't It's not a good look.
Right, like I was saying, to your mailbox to get your mail, run over your sister's house really quick, but at least not in public, you know, to where people are seeing you. You're representing your family. You're representing if you have daughters, sisters, your mother. You're representing us other divas. Yeah, you're representing us queens, you know? We represent, for each other, you know?
But no one's holding them accountable to that. You know, when you would leave the house, your parents would say, listen, you representing the family. You know what I'm saying? You carrying the family's name when you go out in these streets, right?
Girl.
Yes.
they're not telling them that anymore, you know?
We
would have
got
young people on their own. They're fending for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot going on that we really got to look at to see why. Why is that behavior there, you know?
Yes, that's a profound point. It really is profound because, like you were saying, now it's not that the parents don't care. It's just that so many other things are happening, and the forces, they're forced to get their lessons from a whole different source now. So now you have the internet, which controls almost everything they do. The kids are sick if they don't have any Wi-Fi. They sick if they can't go on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever platform they use. I'm not just calling out any
truth.
I'm just saying.
You telling the truth.
They're getting all of their lessons from outside sources, and those sources aren't good ones because everybody's looking for their 5 minutes of fame. Everybody's looking for it. So what's happening now? That 5 minutes of fame, even does if that means clowning you. Somebody's taking a picture, like you said, sending it to the internet. Now you become a meme. Then you're mad. You understand what I'm saying? So that goes to the abyss depth, believe it or not. So it's just crazy.
It's Amen. Sad. I agree. Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It really is. It's sad because
what's the solution?
Said,
what do you guys think?
Who's going to be held accountable?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. What do you even think
is
what can we do? What do you think we can do to help? Like, if and when you do see people moving forward from this conversation, what would you even do and say when you see someone who, you know, is not representing well? Are you going to confront
this person
nicely?
I would say this. We have to be the best example that they've ever seen. That's why when I go out, man, you're gonna recognize me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm gonna make head change. I'm gonna make heads turn when I step out.
Mm-hmm.
So a young woman's gonna look at me and say, "Damn." You understand what I'm saying? That's what a young girl's gonna say. Listen, I went to the doctor today. The doctor, you know, everybody was like, "Oh, you look so nice. I'm gonna make your head turn when you see me." And it's not cocky, and it's not arrogant. It's confident. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's confident, so that when the next girl see me, she gonna wanna be like that, right? So we gotta be the best example they've ever seen.
Good job, sister.
That's a
good
fact.
Job. Yes.
That's a whole fact.
Yes.
But even though
setting the example of you, let's just say, us setting that example, showing everyone, let's just say, setting a role model, you know, letting them know exactly like this is what you should do. What happened to the people? Mm-hmm. What about the people who don't have?
Speaking to your phone a little more.
Okay,
what you say?
I was struggling to hear what you were saying. If you could speak into your phone a little more.
Okay. I said, what happened to the people who can't afford to upgrade themselves, and that's all they have is what they wear? What do you do then? That's what I said.
I watch a lot of YouTube, and I've worked for shelters, and I'm always looking for a way to help somebody, you know. So when I was when I work in the shelters, I would bring clothing to some of the residents, you know. One day I'd like to, you know, represent for GQ Palace and be out there, you know, helping with charity events and handing out clothing and, you know, helping do people's hair and stuff.
Right.
I would love to be a part of that movement. I really would.
You know what? There's a lady on that has an Instagram that actually does that. She goes around and she gives the homeless people makeovers and washes their hair and stuff like that.
Beautiful.
A lot of people can't afford to do certain things. But it doesn't cost $1 million to look like it. You understand?
Just because your hair is
natural, it doesn't mean you have to let it look any old kind of way. You can take a brush and style your hair nicely when it's natural. You understand? It's really no excuse. There's a lot of different avenues, you know, that you can take and channels you can take to make yourself your appearance a little more grand than it is now without spending a lot of money.
Absolutely.
YouTube,
but keep in mind also,
Google.
It's really it's really not the women that can't maintain. It's the ones that choose not to maintain that are carrying themselves that way. They choose to go out in their pajamas. They choose to wear booty shorts. So it's really not a question of they can't afford them. Obviously, they can. They just choose not to for whatever reason. You know?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times it has to do with self-esteem. A lot of time it has to do with self-esteem. You'd be surprised how many women you come across that have low self-esteem.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true.
Some of them got too much esteem when they three and four of the fans wear a booty short. Keep looking at her. That is so not a cute look.
Oh, that
I just feel like some people lose. So y'all know anything might come out of my mouth.
I just think that sometimes people lose sight over what's important, you know, and that you don't necessarily have to dress half naked to be beautiful. You know, you don't have to, you know, expose yourself, you know, to be beautiful, to be attractive. You know, I feel like sometimes people lose sight of that. You know, and right now, of course, due to the pandemic, you know, things are definitely a little scarce more than they were before. But I think that at some point in time, you know, things will get back to what we know as the norm before.
Right. Right.
So,
well, you know that old saying is charity starts at home and it spreads abroad. It takes people to take that accountability. Like, what am I doing wrong? Start questioning yourself. Do some self-evaluation. Like, what am I doing wrong? A lot of people are not asking themselves like that because they say, I don't care what the next person says. That's their first instinct. I don't care what somebody has to say. But then you're not asking yourself, how do I look when I walk out the door? You understand what I'm saying? So all accountability is lost. It's lost.
I know there have been times, I definitely can, this is Ray Queen speaking, that there have been times where I've been lost and my depression, my insecurities, where I went out the house looking like a hot mess. And then would come back, come back in the house, or someone, you know, had taken a picture with me and them, one of my sisters or whatever, one of my, you know, family members, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I look horrible. Ooh, I gotta get it together. That I was depressed and I was like, I don't remember.
The question was arose because Monique said she was in the airport and she seen countless amount of our women like that in the airport with like pajama pants on and stuff like that. You understand? You're going in public and you don't, a bedroom attire has no business in public.
No.
And that's period. You know, we have to start going back to having the discretion. Let your imagination work for you. Let your imagination, let's get your thought process together. You understand? But when you're going out there and you showing all your goods and all of your private moments out in the street, people definitely be like, oh, you ain't shit. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Wow.
So keep in mind, if I see any of y'all walking around with a headscarf on with some pajamas, you know I'm taking a picture and I'm putting on left.
This is storm speaking.
I'm taking pictures.
I'm
about to go to the courthouse tomorrow and start snapping pictures and post them on Facebook and tag y'all in it.
That right.
Oh, I'm going to have some booty shorts. He's the one.
Yeah, so booty me hanging out. Take Christmas at a booty me. You know, everybody looks to make a meme though. It's a hard, sad reality. Like people look for stuff like that because that's what's getting you the likes on these social media platforms. That's what's getting you the likes. You know what I'm saying? But people so afraid that I'm not gonna get any attention because I'm not catly dressed. then, you know, I'm just, I ain't nobody. Everybody needs that social media, not everybody. Some people need that social media validation. And it's sad because you're surrendering who you really are. You can't be who you are.
You're right.
Be yourself.
Be right about that.
Whew, you said something, Storm?
It's crazy.
I just said, I'm taking pictures. I'm just letting y'all know. That's all I said. I'm taking some pictures. And I'm sending it. I'm here. And I'm going to make me a meme. I wonder if the people who get memes about them, do they get paid for that?
No? It depends.
I think so.
It depends. If you get that blue check, next to your name and all of that stuff, then you start getting paid just like the celebrity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. You know,
I'm about to put y'all on mute because the little boy is here.
Okay.
Hi, little boy.
Hey, little boy.
Hey, little boy. But, you know, and then, and what happens is they may get mad when people do it, but this is how people's lives are running now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody lives to be on social media platform. That's what they do. They look to take that funniest picture. Oh, did y'all see this? Oh, did you see that? Like, people used to pick up the phone and call you like, you heard such and such passed away. Now you'd be like, oh, let me go on Facebook and see who died today. Let me go on Facebook and see who fighting today. Let me go on Instagram and see who. Everything is go right to social media now.
I know I'm guilty of doing it. I'll hear something. This is Ray Queen speaking. I'll hear something. Someone passed away somewhere, got shot or whatever, or, you know, something happened. I'm like, oh, let me go to Facebook, see if I see a post about it. Let me go to the neighborhood app or the Ring app and see what's going on. And sure enough, I'll find things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that's just the what we have, you know.
Listen,
I don't even have to watch. We grew up watching Channel 12. Remember, we grew up watching Channel 12. Oh, we don't even have to turn on Channel 12 anymore. Go to Facebook.
Nope.
Go to social media.
Listen, I'm telling our public now. For those that are listening, a lot of our material comes right from social media. So I do appreciate y'all. I'm letting y'all know that.
But up,
I so appreciate y'all because y'all give us a lot of material to talk about over here. You know,
amen.
A lot of stuff we do is personal stuff too. But we appreciate y'all because y'all give us a lot of material. So if you don't give somebody anything to talk about, then what? We ain't got nothing to talk about. Stop giving people ammunition. Stop giving people ammunition.
I don't know, but this is Storm speaking. We'll still come up with good topics. I'm just saying.
I wanted to go back
and touch on what you said, Ange, about the guys. You know, we're not letting the guys off the hook. You know, with their sagging pants and things like that. And when when that comes to mind about thinking about these young men and how they dress, you know, a curb for that. For me, would be a woman who wouldn't tolerate that. You know what I mean?
That's
a big deterrent for a man to dress that way. Is if he's trying to get with the woman and she's not going to tolerate that type of behavior or that type of look or characteristic around her, he's going to straighten himself up. You know, so I think the question is for women: do men like this look? Is that appealing to them? You know,
right?
Like, they say anything? You know, when you said that about Monique seeing all these women in the airport, my first thought was, were they with a man? Do they have a man?
Right.
That's the first question that came to my mind. You know, do they have a husband on their side or something? You know, because I know my husband ain't going to let me go out of the house like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. That's so true. But I said, I don't want my man's pants as tight as mine. We're not walking down the street with matching pants on. Tight ass pants. Not going to happen.
You don't want no tight pants? You don't want
no tight pants? That boy got stretch pants. No. That boy got no stretch pants. Nah.
With some
jeggings
on.
Nah.
And they ain't gonna walk next to the Jaggins though.
It's really becoming redundant now. Like, why put on pants if you gotta, they so tight you can't even pull them all the way up. You all we see is your underwear. I yell at my son constantly about that. Like, first of all, respect yourself. Number two, you're gonna respect other people's parents when you walking in their house. Don't go in there with your pants fucking sagging. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't go in there with your pants sagging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I just was in that realm real quick. Y'all pardon me. But
okay.
It's disrespectful is what it is.
Absolutely. Wow.
So, you know,
I remember when
ahead,
the like, if you were a size, let's just say, all right, my son, he was this little skinny thing in middle school. Scrawny. He wasn't even barely a size 30 in men's jeans. But he wanted a size 5X t-shirt. This was when the boys were wearing humongous t-shirts that came down to their thighs, and it looked so horrible.
Like a dress.
But it was the style. Yes, but it was the style then. And then fast forward to now where the guys, you know, where the younger the guys wear the tighter jeans. My son is now has now graduated college, and he dresses so respectful, and I'm so grateful that, you know, that he got his great sense of style from his mama. So some of these styles are sound
child. God, yes. I mean, style is major. You understand what I'm saying? That's like I'm gonna say that for next show. With personality and characteristics. That's gonna be our next show. But you know, and then, you know, we just live in a cruel world. People are mean. You understand what I'm saying? People can be very mean. And a lot of times, people that you be around, if they don't tell you the truth, you're around the wrong people.
I agree.
That don't work. No, boo, that don't work. Try something else. And I would want them to check me like that, too. Don't let me walk out the house looking like anything, you know. Your loyalty would allow you to check me. Like, nah, that don't work. But trust me, I'd be in the mirror telling myself that. Like, I'll try on 30 different outfits before I walk out the door, especially if I'm going to an event. I'm going to try on 20 different outfits before I walk out the door.
Dons and Divas, this is Ray Queen speaking, and I'm going to keep talking.
Everybody, now we come to
everybody.
Yes, you're going to constantly hear me talk about my layers. My sister Divas, Storm, and Miss Mo, they always checking me because it'll be winter, spring, summer, fall, and they're like, oh, it's hot, it's 99 degrees outside. Why you still got your layers on?
Cover it up like a gypsy.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
She layered like a gypsy.
Yes, so last night I had a face-to-face with one of my sister Divas, Storm. Me and Storm seeing each other, and at the same time, the three of us Divas were on a conference call about the show. Blase, blase, blase. And Storm was like, oh, shoot, look at Ray, look at Ray. She doesn't have nose on. Oh, my God, look at how cute. What is she? Look at
that. She had on no layers. Oh my God! Like when I tell you, none.
and
she did a happy dance.
No one
knows. But I'm just saying.
And I did the happy dance. No one knows what my shape looks like because I'm always covered up.
How I y'all go look at the pictures. Yes, y'all can go on Facebook and see the pictures and stuff. And she's always covered up.
Covered up, but
and it made me feel good. We're not asking you to be naked, but no, listen.
But take one.
You have a very nice shape. You're very shapely. So,
thank you, Sister Diva. Anyway, Dons and Divas, time is of the essence. And at around this time, we normally go around the circle of callers. And we give our final thoughts on tonight's topic and tonight's show. So at this moment, we
we're going to be doing that. Who is our first caller? Miss Twisted T? Are you there to give your final thoughts, T?
She probably with the boy.
She's with the boy.
Okay,
Janine.
She was playing with
Janine,
the little boy.
Janine, you still there? Give your final thoughts.
Oh, yes. I am definitely still here. I just want to thank you, ladies, for what you do, you know, for bringing topics to light, for bringing discussions so that we can try to better ourselves and help better humanity, you know. But
absolutely.
I think being good examples is the first start, you know. It starts at home, like Ann said,
yeah.
You know, charity starts at home and spreads abroad. So we be good examples in our home for our children to see, and then it goes out to the community and out to the world.
Yes.
Thank you. Real quick. I truly enjoyed the show tonight, of course, like always. Look forward to hanging out with you guys again next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. I would just say I agree. Ditto. I didn't catch her name, but ditto with what she said. Everything she said, I agree.
Janine.
Oh, hey, Janine, girl.
Janine.
Yes, everything she said, I agree. yes. So, ladies, I'm taking pictures. I'm just saying. Anybody. I'm taking pictures. I'm sending pictures. I'm using as blackmail. I'm letting you know right now.
We're the mean queen. Mean queen.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that's the one signing out.
Oh, my God. Ew. Oh, I'm going to go next. This is Ray Queen speaking. Y'all already know I give it up to God first and foremost. Because if there was no God, there would be no me. Big shout out to GQ Palace, our CEO and our executive, Miss Storm, and Mr. Rich Money. GQ Palace is where it's at, baby. It's butter. My sister divas, Miss Mo and Miss Storm. I love y'all. All of tonight's callers that pressed one, Miss T and Miss Janine, all of the other callers and listeners. Press one next time. We'll be here same time next week. Same place. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about GQ Palace. And it was an awesome show. I love y'all. I love you, divas. And I'm passing on the mic.
It's on you. So what you gonna do? This is Long Island's leading lady, where my handle is Miss Mo Bella. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature. Absolutely. Y'all know how I do. This was a very profound show. I'm going to thank my divas, Storm and Ray Queen, and you. But I just want to encourage us, you know, us ladies and us gentlemen and whatever, let's start, you know, go back to being discreet. You know, leaving that everything has its time and a place for everything. It's a time and a place for everything. Leave the bedroom in the house. You know, start representing yourself a little better. Set your bar a little higher, you know, so you won't allow people to come at you sideways where you're being offended. You know, you actually have control of that, believe it or not. Start caring what other people say, believe it or not, because it's here to help you. It's actually a tool, you know. It's a tool. It's a lesson, you know. Just represent yourself to the fullest. Just know your worth. Like Ray Queen always say, know your worth.
Yes.
You're worth more than a pair of pajamas and a bonnet and some slippers. You're worth more than that. And you got to show people. And just know it doesn't cost $1 million to look like it. You know, let's start representing the kings and queens that you are. That's what we do. But again, we appreciate it. I'm giving the birthday shout out. My mom's birthday will be next Friday, June 18th. May she rest in peace. Happy birthday in heaven to my mommy.
Yes.
Happy birthday to my mommy. I love and miss her dearly. My aunt, Dolly, her 15th, Aunt Pat's 21st, and they're all in heaven. So, happy birthday. And happy birthday to Abel. And same time next week. The number again is 563-999-3577, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend to dial that number. press the 1 to go on live. And if y'all have any topics or anything you would like to discuss and would like to remain anonymous, you can send us an email to QG. What is it? Wait a minute. GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And that's all in lowercase letters. So again, GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And you can just send us the topic, send us an email and stuff. We get emails all the time about the situation that you would like to discuss and just, you know, are not ready to discuss it yourself, we will do so. So feel free. You can hit us up on all social media platforms. I am Angie Miss Mobetto on Facebook. We have GQ Palace Radio on Facebook. We have Lavina Archibald on Facebook. We have Rachel Hargrove on Facebook. So we are all on there. So just look us up and hit us in the inbox or whatever if you have anything that you would like for us to discuss. So we know outside is opening up now. Everybody, please still try to remain, like, you know, clean. Cover your mouth if you got a cough. I know it's allergy season too. Wash your hands. You know, cough in your sleep. So, you know. On that note, I'm chucking up the deuces, and we're going to holler at y'all same time next week.
Yes, yes.
Stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought too big.
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around the block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit from the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap?
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The low light brought back this dope machine gun. He went outside but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block through an 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cops shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow on your soldier's cast. Good night, good night, good night.
Knock him out the box. Knock him out, bro.
Knock him off the wall.
Good night.
Good night. on the roof.